You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Separating the dough, it's called Hafrashat Chala. So Rosh Hashanah is asked why this mitzvah is placed in this parasha. Why we have to know about this special mitzvah in Parashat Spies. So now, this is one of the 24 portion of the Kohanim that Bezat Hashem they're going to receive very soon.
Amen.
So, what's the purpose of this portion that the Kohanim they should be given? So we have the story about the Rianim Zaholotov, Sefer Melachim, chapter Aleph. It's brought that when Rianim Zaholotov went to Isha Sorfatit, you know the story? So anyway, so he notices that the status of the house is very, very unfortunate. So he tells them, make uga, some cake for me, and then make some uga for yourself. So they ask, what does that mean? He should eat first before he gives it to them.
Well, the host is making it for the Yahnavi, so he should have it first, that's his guess.
Understand, but if they're in a very terrible status.
Oh, how could they make it?
So they explain that the purpose of Yahnavi Zaholotov was when they give it to him, they'll be blessed. The bracha will come to the house and then they will have it. So through giving it to Eliyahu Zaholotov first, so then there will be Mevorach, they will gain the blessing, and then they will have. So now, in the same aspect, the practice that we have at this moment to separate the portion that is either burned or has been thrown away, to remind us there is such a great mitzvah. So by giving the portion to the Kohanim, we'll be blessed. So when the Kohanim bless their portion, so then will be the bless. So that's one of the messages that, unfortunately, the spies, they're worried. Why? Because they're insecure. They say, we go there, we're not going to have our position. They did not trust Hashem that he's going to take care of. So that's why the message of this important mitzvah here is that the only one that gives you the position and bracha is the Ribono Shel Olam.
So, this is basically if you do chesed, then.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, that's one of the messages. The other message here is that the status of the flower is scattered. So, now when you add water, what happens to it? It becomes united. So, now here, actually, the disaster came about, so the spies. Actually, they scattered them Israel. So this mitzvah is placed in this chapter that the task of the Yehudi is to create harmony. What does harmony mean? It means everybody's doing one thing, but everybody's busy. Busy. I want to do this. I want to do that. So that means to create a harmony. It's a beautiful thing. Why? Because it brings Shekhinah. But everybody says, no, I'm sorry, I have to do this, I'm busy with this, I'm doing that. So here, what do? You create divisions. Machlovet. It's the worst thing that Hashem wants to see. And actually we see that the only way that Haman Arasha find a way to go against us. He said, "Hine am," exactly. Because he noticed that we are mefozar and meforat. Meforat Persian used as a farb, monfaret. It's Hebrew. So Haman said, everybody is busy with their own thing. Now we can get in. There's no harmony. It's a very interesting, delicate point about flour. See, in a Jewish house, before you put the flour in the oven, it has to go through the process. What do you need to do with it? Before it? Oh, you know how to bake. What do you need to do with the flour?
Sift it.
Sift it. They call it alak. Why do you need to sift it? Might have some guest in it. Instead of mizonot, it might be shakol. It's white. It's not good enough. It's white. Why do you need to sift it? Everybody looks for white. No? It's good enough. This is why he's teaching us. Many times we feel we're white. I do enough good. I'm the best. I do enough. I do this. I do that. I do that. Here this smart comes to teach us, hey, you might think you're white, but there's something inside. You need to sift it. And what is it? Ein tarbiyat. There's no derech eret. It's scary.
It's white.
No. White is not a good excuse. Many times you feel, I'm white. What does it mean, white? I tell the white, go away. I'm here. You know what I do all day? But so what? You don't have the derech eret. There's no manner. And that's what happened with the spies. And that's why this mitzvah is placed in the chapter of disaster, right? Because you might feel, I'm the greatest, like the tribes. I'm the greatest. I'm the head of the tribes. But you see what the balbashu you made. Balbashu, you know the disaster you made. Why? Because there's no manner. It didn't happen in the derech eretz. And that's why the death of this mitzvah is that the flour should be mixed with the water. Why? You have to make it one unit. Harmony brings harmony. Bring people together. Let's do together. Do all one thing. But if mafuzal mafarad, we scattered, then chas v'shalom, Hashem yizakenu to be, they call it arde ala. Yeah, the flour that has manners. Derech eretz.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.